Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday and where the hell we are today?
Well, yesterday we read Jeremiah chapter 22.
We sure as fuck did.
And it started off nice enough. Like, God was, like, actually saying, hey, maybe you guys should, you could maybe be saved. Like, yeah. I could maybe do some good things for you.
Yeah.
But then God was like, no, you guys are kind of shit.
JK, 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 fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and then Joaquin, was that his name?
One of those.
He was like, he called him a piss pot. God called him a piss pot?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Yep. I think that about sums it up.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That was Jeremiah chapter 22.
Yes.
Which means that today we're hopping into...
Jeremiah chapter 23.
All right. Let's do this.
Okie dokie. Okay, well, as husband said, we are jumping into Jeremiah chapter 23.
I said
23.
Hopping, thank you very much.
You did, I'm sorry. Yeah. Jumping, hopping.
That's not jumping, that's hopping. There's a difference.
It is Easter season.
It's season.
It's the end of this month is Easter. Are you aware?
Honestly, I don't pay as much attention as I used to.
Okay, well, it's on Sunday, March 31st.
I see.
We are in the first week of March.
We should probably start talking about like special episodes and stuff, right?
There's a rabbit in our backyard.
There is a rabbit in our backyard.
There goes some Easter.
There's our Easter, yeah.
And it's raining, so
I
have
like,
some spring.
I like eggs also. Eggs are good.
Oh my God. I love Reese's peanut butter eggs. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Yeah.
So you ready for me to read this shit?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Woe to the fishes in the deep sea.
Why are they? He's telling them stop. Like, don't do that. Or like,
no, he's saying like woe unto you. Like not like woe, but more like woe.
Got it.
Woe, tears and sadness upon you.
All right.
To the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture.
Got it.
So he's calling his people his sheep. His pasture is the lands. And the shepherds who are destroying and scattering are the
pastors
the
and
bad,
the priests and whatever
the
they
bad,
are.
The bad prophets.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
false prophets.
Okay.
The bad leaders.
Okay.
Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, you have scattered my flock, motherfuckers, driven them away and not attended to them. Assholes, behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doings, says the Lord. See, he's giving them what for. He's talking to those false prophets right now.
And this is probably like because they're prophets. Is this like God speaking directly to them? Or is this Jeremiah,
probably Jeremiah.
Telling them off as usual?
So. My guess is Jeremiah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. But I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them and bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord.
But he says they will fear no more, but literally one of the things that God wants you to do as a worshiper of God is to fear God.
Oh, that's different. Fearing him?
That's okay.
That's putting all of your fear in one egg basket.
Ah.
One candy jelly bean basket.
You give it to God. Your fear. Yes. You give your fear to God.
Jesus, right? Take the wheel. Yeah.
So fear there is okay as long as he doesn't want you to fear other things.
You don't have any need to fear other things if your fear is all in God.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. He got you because either you had it coming or you didn't.
Right.
See how that works?
Yeah.
Okay. So behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness, all caps. All caps.
Okay.
Not just capitalized words.
So
all caps.
I'm going to assume that this is kind of like a lot of Christians would take this as a Jesus reference.
Yes. Yes.
But maybe and again, I'm not well versed in the New Testament, so I don't want to speak out of hand here, but wasn't it the case that the Romans punished Jesus for things, and that's how he ended up on the cross and everything, which would make me think that the Israelites weren't really in control of their land when he was alive, which would go against what's being said here. Is that
yes and no?
Am I understanding that correctly?
There's some other stuff happening, but yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. As I know, based on what I'm hearing here, people are going to say this is Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Don't we have to take it at its full value? Is all I'm saying.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
There's some other stuff happening.
Okay.
I mean, also like in the last chapter, he killed out or said that last guy, you and your kids are not going to count. You're going to go down as
the
last childless.
King. Yeah, the Joaquin or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So that begs to ask the question:
where did the David line stay relevant at?
Yeah.
How did it come to be?
Well. Obviously we're not there yet. So this is just something that I picked up that I'm just going to put down right here just for hang on to this thought, I guess. Sure. Apparently, in Matthew and Luke ? Anyway, two of the, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John guys in the New Testament.
Yeah.
I think it's Matthew and Luke. They do some kind of genealogy. And begat.
Right.
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't read this, but apparently one traces the line through Joseph and the other traces the line through Mary. And so
they cross the streams.
Pretty much. I mean, okay, here's the thing. The thing about those four, I forget what they're called, disciples.
Yeah.
Right? Those four disciple-y guys?
Sure.
Sure. Whatever
they are. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing about those guys is that their stories are very, very matchy-matchy, except where they aren't. And so the fact that they're so matchy-matchy is what makes Christians be they're so matchy-matchy that... that proves that their story is good, but it also is because they're not exactly matchy-matchy. That's what makes them perfect.
But I've heard the parts that don't match talked about before, and I actually read a book based on this, and it is very, it's kind of detrimental to the story, the parts that don't exactly match out.
Yeah.
So there's some things in there that are not quite... we haven't quite got there yet,
right.
So I don't want to speak out of hand too much.
Right? No, I know. It's just we're getting to that place where all of the notes that I read are starting to be
because these prophets Jesus-centric. Are highly referenced in the New Testament.
Yes. So I mean, we can't help but start asking those questions ourselves.
Sure.
And what was it that you said where they don't match? They're detrimental. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought, so forget it.
Sure.
But anyway, yeah, we'll get there.
Right, we'll get there.
And I don't expect we'll be impressed, but
who knows? Yeah, yeah.
Who knows?
People still, even to this day, are like, you just got to read the Bible. Like, they'll come to me and say, you just got to read the Bible.
With an open heart.
Oh, that's the only thing.
And you got to be open to receiving his word.
So an open mind doesn't matter, but an open heart.
Yes.
That's where I'm making the mistake. Is that what it is? I have to feel my way to God, not think my way to God?
No, that is correct. Absolutely. Because when you say you should have an open mind, the right perfect response that they will always give you, well, don't have your head so open that your brain falls out.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard that quoted so many times, and then I heard my mom say it, and I was like, oh, mom. Like, it sucks when your parents give cliches that they don't realize are right-wing talking point cliches, and you're just like, oh, you're the stereotype.
Right.
Like, one time, I was telling my mom how you shouldn't say to people, like, you should smile more. Like, that's not acceptable. We don't tell women you owe us a fucking smile.
Right.
Like, that's, don't sure. do that.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, well, I'm going to, because, you know, it's nice. And I was like, oh, you don't understand. You think you're in charge of, you know, if you want to hug somebody, you don't give any fucks if that person doesn't want to be hugged.
Right.
You want to hug them so you get your way. You don't care about them.
Right.
You want to tell them to smile, and you think that you receiving that smile is better for you than it is for the person who's being ordered to smile or not smile.
Right.
Sorry. I just, it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Therefore, says God, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country, and from all the countries where I had driven them. And they shall dwell in their own land.
He sure has to lead them a lot of places, because he scatters them a lot of places and kills them a lot of places.
Scatter, smother, cover.
I mean, you know, like, he wouldn't have to move them around so goddamn much if he just stopped doing that shit.
I mean, that is true.
And we talked about this too. Like, he's a perfect being, right? Like, why can't he just create them correct the first time? Why can't he set things in motion correct the first time? It seems like if you have that much power... Yeah. That is claimed by God,
yeah,
that you should be able to get it right. And I understand people will say, yeah, but God wanted to give us free will and this, that, and the other. But then if you're giving us free will, then...
Hands off, bitch.
Right, yeah. It's either hands off or you create the perfect being, which is... What do you want? Do you want to see how your experiment turns out? Or do you want us to worship and fear you all the time? It sounds to me, based on what I've read, that you want us to worship and fear you all the time.
Right.
So if that's the case... Just make us do that.
Right. It's true.
Like, it's true. Not, I don't think you should just be able to do that, right?
Yeah, you should. Yeah. I mean, if you were a God.
Yeah.
Yeah. My understanding of the term God anyways.
Right.
Here's what I find interesting. He says that you're not going to be known anymore as your God led you out of Egypt. And it's so funny because, like, thousands of years later, he's still known as the God that led the Israelites out of Egypt.
Well, yeah, it's one of the most popular stories from the Bible.
Right. So. But he's like, nah, you're going to be known as I put you back together in Israel. And it's like, well, it's been a couple thousand years and you haven't got around to it yet. Although the Christians are like, it's coming.
But you got to keep in mind, and, you know, this was written by human beings, right?
Sure.
And at the time that these were being written, this news was bigger than them coming out of Egypt, right?
Sure.
Because it's more relevant. It's right there in their face.
Right.
They can't, humans can't possibly foresee other humans reading the same fucking material 2,000, 3,000 years later. Well,
it's right? Like trying to understand that you're in a historical moment as it's unfolding.
Right.
I mean, we understand that Trump was definitely a fucking historical moment as we were living through that. Sure. We understood that Obama being president was a historical moment as we were living that. We understood that 9/11 was a historical moment as we were living that.
But it will also matter who holds power for any length of time.
Right.
So, like, let's say Republicans end up holding power for the next 20 years, right?
Yeah.
We might not read as much about Obama as we would about Trump.
Right. Particularly in Texas, who They do their textbooks separately from the rest of the United right. States. And their textbooks, their history textbooks in particular, are so different yeah. already. And I know this because I live there.
History can be found out by anybody, but your understanding of what history is based on your upbringing is usually molded from a specific set of books that were allowed to be taught to you.
Right.
You know, that everybody is basing their idea of the world on this a lot of the times versus the actual breakdown of events in history.
Looking back at 9/11, even that in the 20 plus years since it happened, our understanding and thinking of that event has changed.
It's crazy that that happened over 20 years ago. But also the other day, I read that John Candy died over, it was 30 years ago, like a day or two ago.
You said it was yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. It was 30 years ago.
30 years since John Candy died.
I know we're dating ourselves by saying John Candy, but 30 years ago?
That does not compute to me. That doesn't even seem plausible. That does not compute to me because I can remember at, I think it was like the 20-year mark or even the 15-year mark, and Adam Sandler did a song tribute to him that just had me in tears.
Was that John Candy or Chris Farley?
Oh, dude, it was Chris Farley, my bad. Oh, wow. Okay, nothing. Forget I said that. That was my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another great that died too soon, but you're right.
Right.
Okay, anyway, let's carry on with the Bible.
I'm carrying on.
Much less interesting, but it's why we're here.
Yeah.
Okay, so my heart is broken within me. Wait, my heart within me is broken.
Same difference. Yeah.
Because of the prophets. All my bones shake. My bones shake when I don't drink enough water.
I'm taking from this, God has bones.
Oh, I didn't think of that. You know what? I think this is Jeremiah talking.
Oh.
Yeah. From my notes, this is Jeremiah talking. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man. And like a man whom wine has overcome because of the Lord.
Okay.
And because of his holy words. Yeah, this is Jeremiah talking.
Yeah.
Okay. For the land is full of adulterers, you cheaty cheaters.
Yeah.
For because of a curse, the land mourns.
Because of a curse?
Apparently.
Okay.
Every time I curse, the land mourns. Oh, that reminds me, so I keep saying that I babysit this toddler all the time. And like every time he has started like picking up some of the naughty language that we do. And so today when one of the authoritarian figures left.
Yes.
The house.
Parental figure.
No, it was grandma. But she said something like, you know, blah, blah, blah is pissing me off. And as she shut the door, he goes, "It's pissing me off." And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "It's pissing me off." And I was like, "Ooh, yeah." And like, as a writer, words are just words, and I don't like to apply the Voldemort, symptom to I don't like to lend power to words that they don't deserve. But at the same time, like, I also don't want mom and dad to come home from work and their 3-year-old is going, "That pisses me off."
Well, I feel, just to jaunt down on this road just for a second, there's a point when they're too young to understand where you have to kind of correct it so that they don't say it in public, right?
Right.
But when our kids specifically got older, we allowed them to cuss if they wanted to, as long as they understood when it was correct and when it wasn't.
Right.
And it worked out differently with both the kids.
It did.
One cusses all the time. Yeah. The other one refuses to cuss at all.
Kid does not cuss.
Yeah.
I mean, kid might cuss in private. As a matter of fact, I overheard them once say, "Damn it," when they dropped something. Yeah. But they were mortified when I started laughing because I heard it. I was like, "Oh my God, you cussed."
Yeah.
But yeah, they do not.
And that was just within the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was the first time I ever heard them cuss. And I'm sure that they do in private, obviously, but they do not want us to. And we are cool, man. We're like, whatever you do. Yeah,
no, we did not berate them over cussing. In fact, we encouraged them to let it out sometimes.
I mean, because you don't always have to hold your anger in. This is not that house. This house is, you know, if you need to cry, cry. If you need to, you know, vent your spleen and say your feels, do it. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, curse the land because the land mourns.
Got it.
Or the land is mourning because of a curse.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Their course of life is evil and their might is not right.
Wow. I feel like that's a saying I've heard before.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. For both prophet and priest are profane. Oh, damn.
Mm.
That's harsh words.
Yeah.
Yes, in my house I have found their wickedness, says the Lord. Therefore, their way shall be to them like slippery ways. Ooh, it's
like what?
Slippery slope.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
In the darkness they shall be driven on and fall in them, for I will bring disaster on them.
Oh, man.
The year of their punishment, says the Lord.
Damn. A year of punishment, huh?
The year of their punishment.
Okay.
I don't know if he's saying that you're going to be punished the whole year, but this is definitely the year it's happening.
Sometimes he decides, like, sometimes he said he's going to kill people, and sometimes he just feels like he's going to torture people for a while.
Right. Who knows?
So, whatever.
He's wishy-washy.
He's got his magnifying glass out. He just can't decide which one it's going to be today.
Yeah. I mean, it's God. He's kind of a flake.
Right.
And I, says God, have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied by Baal and caused my people Israel to err. And I have a note about that later, but
that'll be in our Q&A.
Yeah, tune in Saturday.
Yeah, tune in Saturday.
Okay. Also, I have seen a horrible thing in the prophets of Jerusalem. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They also strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns back from his wickedness. All of them are like Sodom to me, and her inhabitants like Gomorrah. Wow.
It, you know, I hate to say something good here, but at least God is distinguishing the leaders as bad and saying that there is some redemption for the people if they choose to go away to these other lands, right?
Right.
Like, that's part of what we kind of talked about last chapter, and he is focusing on the leaders of the people. And that's a new tone
that's being taken. Yeah, I appreciate that. You're right. We should call that out and say something good, since we're here always to say everything bad.
Right, yeah.
No, you're right.
Well, we don't always say everything bad.
No, there just always is something bad. That's what I meant.
Right.
I mean, it's not like we're looking for the bad at this point. You don't even have to. It's just right fucking there.
Right, right.
Okay, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall.
He's used that before.
Yeah,
too.
He has. I'm over it. For from the prophets of Jerusalem, profaneness has gone out into all the lands. Not profaneness. Oh, no.
He's kind of repeating himself here. He literally just said that, and he's using some of the same forms of punishments he's used in the past. And
I'm like, God, boring. Get a thesaurus. Like, why does God need a thesaurus? Why can't God be more creative?
I feel like there was a little bit more creative ways to punish people earlier on in the Bible.
True.
But with, like, the earthquakes that swallowed people.
That
and
was
the fire.
Cool.
He shot fire out at the, you know, people. And then
yeah.
He made random people talk.
Ooh, what about the snakes?
Yeah, right?
That was cool.
Yeah. No, there were some really cool fucking punishments back early on.
And now he's like, I'm going to shake you up a bit.
Now you're going to drink some bad water.
Yeah.
You know, like, whatever.
Die. Eat each other. Whatever. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you.
Okay, again, we talked about this in multiple chapters before, but it seems like no one really particularly likes Jeremiah all that much.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of enemies, right?
Yeah.
And all these other prophets and priests are saying, y'all gonna be good. We're all gonna be okay.
Just chillax.
Which one do you go by? Do you go by the guy that's like kind of like on the outs with the rest of the people and being weird over there shouting a lot? Or do you go with people that are like, it's all gonna be okay, God will take care of us?
I don't know. If we put those in today's terms, today we've got Republicans saying the world's not on fire. Relax, chillax.
It depends on how you view that though. Like, they do talk about how the world is on fire because all of these outside evils are trying to infiltrate them.
Well, no, it just depends on the day of the week. Either the world's not on fire. There's no such thing as climate change. Calm your tits. It's fine.
Right.
Or they're like, of course the world is on fire because those crazy liberals and their gay agenda.
Right.
Like, it just depends on what mood they're in and whether they're trying to get you to be excited for them or mad at us.
Right. Yeah.
Us being the crazy liberals with the gay agenda.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
For who? And our Disney and whatnot.
Yeah, fucking Disney. It's so funny that they think that Disney is, like, so liberal and that we, like, love Disney. And it's like, no.
They get a lot of things wrong.
They do. And, like, they think that, like, we love the NFL and stuff. And we're like, not so much.
I mean, some of us do.
Okay, but it's...
But it's not like a necessity.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't have to, like... Some people do, some people don't. I would say probably as a overall thing between all liberal men and women, it's probably on the not 50% side as far as people that love NFL football or whatever, you know? But I would say it's not a majority.
Would you not say, though, that the ones that are condemning football for being a violent sport and causing... massive head injuries is probably more often than not liberal than
yes.
Republican.
Yeah, because that's compassion, because that's empathy, because
it's that health is, and science.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely, I would put that on that side.
Yeah. Okay. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard His word? Who has marked His word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury.
Oh, not a whirlwind.
I want to see it. We had a whirlwind today and our power went out where I was babysitting at.
That's funny because I work down in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. We live in Dayton.
Yeah.
And it barely sprinkled down where I was.
I know. I told you, oh no, the power just went out. And you were like, why? And I was like, oh, the rain. And you're like, what rain? And I was like, the thunder and the lightning. The house was shaking. It boomed. And you're right, like, yeah. Jesus Christ, did you move to another country or something? Like, literally, we're like, what, 45 minutes apart?
Not even, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yeah. A whirlwind has gone forth in fury. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. A violent whirlwind. Oh, I wish I had finished that sentence.
I would assume that any whirlwind would be kind of violent.
I mean, okay, there's some mild whirlwinds. They're not tornadoes.
I guess you got those ones that just kind of blow the leaves around.
The tumbleweeds and stuff. Sure. Yeah. Oh my God, have you ever seen a tumbleweed?
No, but you have told me all about it and I've seen them on movies and stuff. So
they are so funny and ridiculous. Like, I had never really seen one.
Yeah.
And my sister and I went on this long distance trip and we drove through Texas and we saw them and they're just these like bumbling bumblers. They're just like, dum, 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 bubbling. And they're so silly looking.
Yeah.
They're just, I don't understand it. Anyway, yeah, a whirlwind doesn't have to be violent.
Sure.
But these ones are because they're of the Lord.
Right.
Okay. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until He has executed and performed the thoughts of His heart. Ooh,
okay.
That's heavy. In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly.
Oh, okay.
Like the latter day saints.
Just wait. No.
No. No.
The later days. The you know.
Yeah. Latter. Latter.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like the days of latter.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. The fuck? But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings.
So then why do we even refer to them as prophets if they didn't actually get any prophecies from the Lord?
It's true, right?
Like, is your God, this is your book. Why don't we just say, why don't we every single time
call them false
prophets or liars or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, we don't even have to refer to them as prophets. I guess maybe it was a title they had, but
what about like false priests
or
fake leaders or bad guys?
You would think you would refer to them as not
politicians. The type of
person that gets
lawyers.
It's the first time I've heard them say that they aren't able to receive His message.
Right.
I didn't know that until just now.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord?
I mean, he couldn't find, you know, a couple people early on in the Bible.
It's true. It's so true. Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I mean, I don't know. Do you? I haven't.
I thought he was literally sitting on that seat on that crate that they made for him, you know?
Crate. Oh, my God. And we're his footstool, so, I mean, just your feet
fill. Depends on the day, right?
Your feet fill the earth.
Sometimes he just sits in a regular old seat. Sometimes he fills the entire earth in heavens or something.
I don't know. I haven't seen him. I don't know how big he is. Sometimes he's
a pillar of black smoke.
Okay, and look, you know what else? I'm not here to body shame. I don't know how big you are. The question is, God, are you happy in your own skin?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And do you feel like you are too big? I don't know. Like,
well, it was a discussion we had early on because we discussed because they say that he was created in, or he created man in God's, in his image or whatever, right?
Yeah.
That would indicate to me that at some level we're going to be very similar looking to God, right?
Sure.
That's not to say that maybe God can't change shape. He's a fucking God, apparently. Right.
Right.
But maybe he's not, you know, all the time. And he's sitting in a seat on the ark, the crate, you know, and
he uses a footstool.
Right. So I don't know. I don't have any idea. To me, it just feels like he is whatever he needs to be for any given chapter that we're reading.
Kind of like the Republicans. So,
yeah.
I think it's cool that vampires can turn into bats. Totally not related. I just thought, as long as we're talking about things that can change shapes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hashtag scientific facts.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name saying, I have dreamed. I have dreamed. How long will it be? Wait, no, that was not part of the.
No.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Saying, I have dreamed. I have dreamed. Okay.
Yeah.
He's quoting them.
Okay. Got it.
That was the end of the quote.
Okay.
How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Again, why are we calling liars prophets? But yeah. Okay. Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor as their fathers forgot their name, my name for Baal.
They didn't, though.
Right.
That's why you still have problems.
Yeah.
And that's why we still have it written down in the Bible multiple times. Whatever. Go on.
Their fathers forgot my name for Baal.
Oh, I see. They're saying that their fathers forgot about Yahweh.
Yeah.
In place of Baal. Okay. I misheard that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But here's my thing, though. Why are they dreaming? And where are those dreams coming from? So they are prophets, but they're prophets of what? Demons or other gods?
Well, I think they're just saying that they're dreaming of, they're interpreting their dreams however they want to, and they're spreading the message that they want to.
But maybe if there's like multiple dudes and they're all having similar dreams and they're all prophesying.
Right.
Maybe they are prophets, just not of Yahweh.
If we're going back to the multiple god theory, yeah.
Right? Sure. That's what I'm saying. Like maybe either demons or alternate gods.
Yeah, or just crazy fucked up dreams because you ate fucking spicy food earlier.
It's true because they thought water was bad for you and whatever. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Okay. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like a fucking fire, says the Lord? And like a hammer that breaks the fucking rock in pieces.
Is it?
Is his word
a fire? I don't know. I've never heard it.
Is it a hammer?
I can't speak from firsthand experience with that.
I would think that maybe it could be, but who could know? Because you haven't spoken to anybody like that.
He's kind of a narcissist, so maybe he just thinks he comes across that way.
Kind of like
that's how he sees himself.
Kind of like a dude who doesn't think his own farts stink.
They don't.
Oh my God. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who use their tongues and say, he says. Behold, I'm against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Hold on.
I'm holding.
How do you prophesy false dreams? Either you had a dream or you didn't. A dream is not false. It happened.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
If you have a dream and you think that it came from God.
Especially, yeah. I mean, if people are having dreams and prophesying from their dreams.
Yeah.
And that becomes the norm, then you're just going to believe that your dreams are prophecies.
Well, yeah. And right? Why shouldn't you think that if they're very powerful dreams?
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm protesting on these people's behalf.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know if these dudes were being honest or not. Sounds like probably politically they weren't. But the way God is describing it is they're having all these dreams and whatever. And then they're like saying that their dreams are prophets from God. And I'm telling you, they're not.
Right.
And I'm like, then maybe you should clarify.
He's literally only telling Jeremiah.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying. Maybe you should clarify.
Yeah.
Maybe you should shout a little louder.
Definitely.
Maybe you should tell more than fucking crazy people.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard, dude. Get it together.
Right.
Okay. Yet I did not send them or command them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord.
Mm.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
So when these people or the prophet or the priest ask you, saying, what is the oracle of the Lord? You shall then say to them, what oracle? I will even forsake you, says the Lord. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people who say, the oracle of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house.
Mm.
He's like, don't lie on me. I will fuck you shit up.
Yeah.
Get my fucking name out your mouth. Or if you're Nikki Haley, get my daughter's name out your voice. Oh, Nikki.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Nikki. You almost had it.
Yeah.
You're so cute. It's like an old person saying, if I throw this, did I yeet it? No, you could never yeet anything, old person. Thus, every one of you shall say to his neighbor and everyone to his brother, what is the Lord answered? And what is the Lord spoken? And the oracle of the Lord you shall mention no more. For every man's word will be his oracle. For you have perverted the words of the living God, the Lord of hosts, our God.
If you've never heard it before, how can you pervert it?
Yeah.
You don't know what the Lord sounds like because he's not talking to you.
Right.
So, and according to God himself, in the last couple of chapters, he's not talking to really anybody except for, you know, these Jeremiah or Isaiah or whatever.
Right.
So it's impossible for them to distinguish what is correct and what's not unless they implicitly believe everything that these singular prophets in these given times are saying.
Right.
And that just seems an absurd leap of faith to have to make, to put all of your faith for everything that you've learned throughout your entire life into one person and change everything because of that one person.
When
not God, not God.
Right.
But that one person who's saying that God is saying this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just,
I have a problem with that.
I do too.
Like, and God's lack of logic on this point is startling given that it's supposed to be God.
Right.
Like, it's almost like it's man instead of God.
It's almost like that, isn't it? Yeah. But to enact this much retribution on these people.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that they didn't listen to this one fucking guy.
Yeah.
Or this one other guy a generation ago or whatever.
Right.
I don't care if you go back 5 generations and it's one guy every fucking generation. You're still counting on one guy per generation to deliver, relay this message to make sure that you don't have to kill them later? Like, that's fucked up.
Here's my deal. If you are the God that you say that you are, you're a dick, regardless, period, the end. Otherwise, you're not real, and these fucking people are liars.
Right.
And I'm going to go with liars, and also...
We don't even have to go so far as to say liar. They may fully believe what they're saying is true. They may feel it. Like, I mean, you don't know what their spiritual experience was.
You're
you
right.
can't speak
You're right.
to that. They may fully believe that they are talking to God. But even if they believe it, we still have to make the leap of faith to put our faith in that human being.
Right.
And believe that he is the only one that God is talking to.
Right. And this is the message that he's having you deliver.
Right.
Like, what?
And that's a bullshit ask from a deity that could talk to everybody if they wanted to.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Totally agree. And that's before you even get into what news is he delivering.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Like, the story is so redonkulous.
Yeah.
Okay. Thus, you shall say to the prophet, what has the Lord answered you? And what has the Lord spoken? But since you say, the oracle of the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, because you say this word, the oracle of the Lord, and I have sent to you saying, do not say the oracle of the Lord. Therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you and fucking forsake you and the city that I gave you and your fathers and will cast you out of my fucking presence.
Still.
And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. Boom. The end.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay. So still punishing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's what the entire book of Jeremiah has been about so far.
Yeah.
Punish, 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 punish.
I'm going to get you.
We keep saying it. We keep saying it. We keep, because I mean, every time we read one of these books, it's always repetitive bullshit all the way through.
Yeah.
But to put all of your faith in one other human being that is supposedly talking to God. And I know we just got done talking about this, but that's what bothers me the most about these last two books with Isaiah and Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Is that I'm supposed to put everything into the idea that this one person for us, yeah, thousands of years ago,
right,
had all the correct ideas.
Yeah.
It's just, it makes absolutely no sense to me.
Right.
And it doesn't hold any sway or any type of, it doesn't change any beliefs in me by hearing these words, because it's asinine.
It is asinine. And furthermore, it honestly paints the picture of every preacher and pastor and, father and, you know, all them preachy guys.
Yeah.
Today, they are all false prophets.
Well, I mean, you could tell that just by base. You could go into one church and then another, and they're going to be saying completely different ideas.
And both of them are bullshit if you have read this fucking book.
Right. Right.
So that's what I'm saying. According to what I'm reading, you know, when you say the Lord says, and he didn't fucking say that, or you're twisting his words, you are a liar and a false prophet, sir.
The difference, and I'm not trying to say you're exactly wrong. There are some people today that are saying that they are prophets of the Lord. That definitely happens. But generally speaking, your local pastors, your local priests are reading the Bible and passages from the Bible and trying to interpret it and relay those messages from the Bible to their people.
Okay, except at the end of the day, they say they feel called.
Right.
And so they are saying, I feel called to do this, which is a very magical hooey-hooey way of saying, God picked me, I felt the picking, and therefore what I am saying, I'm saying because he wants me to say it, which is like just like a really cowardly way of saying, I could be a prophet, but I'm not going to quite use those words because that's a little bit going too far.
Sure.
But isn't that kind of what they're doing?
It's
in a low-key way.
They are trying to lend some authority to their voice by saying that they are called to it, or they are driven by God, or things like that.
Yeah.
But they aren't directly saying, God said this to me.
Okay.
It's a nitpicky point, but like that's.
They're definitely being shepherds, and he is against the fucking shepherds right now that are lying in his name.
That is true. That is definitely true.
And so I'm sorry, 100% across the board, every single person across the board who has graduated seminary and put themselves in charge of a flock of fucking people in a building with a cross on top of it, y'all are false prophets and liars, and this book says so, fuck off. And that's how I see it.
Wife has opinions. On that note, that was Jeremiah chapter 23.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means we'll be back tomorrow with
Jeremiah chapter 24.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.